the Vox Markets Podcast.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 24th of January, 2023, and here are the top five most read RNSs on the Vox Markets platform. At five, Alchemy Capital Investments, first phase approval from the UK ATF. Alchemy Capital Investments and its wholly owned subsidiary, Tees Valley Lithium, are pleased to report that TVL's lithium hydroxide refinery at Teesside, UK, has received first phase approval from the UK government's £1 billion automotive transformation fund, which seeks to support the national transition to electric vehicles. At four, U Group trading update. Strong operating cash performance with net cash of £18.8 million as of the 31st of December, an increase of £12 million in the year. Strong organic growth with full year revenue to exceed £275 million, an increase of 76% on full year 2021. And adjusted EBITDA margins for the year expected to be significantly ahead of current market expectations. At three, THG Group, directorate change. Damien Saunders has been appointed Chief Financial Officer of THG with immediate effect. Damien takes over as CFO from John Gaylemore, who has been appointed Chief Operating Officer. At two, TAP Global Group, contract win Bitfinex. TAP Global Group announced the launch of its card-as-a-service B2B product with a leading global cryptocurrency exchange, Bitfinex, as the first client for this new service. And at one, the most read RNS on the Vox Markets platform this morning comes from Horizonte Minerals, Vermeo Nickel Cobalt Project, EIA submitted. Horizonte Minerals announced that it has advanced the permitting process for its 100% owned Vermeo Nickel Cobalt project in parallel with ongoing work on the feasibility study, which is expected to be published in H1 2024. The company submitted an environmental and social impact assessment and is targeting the approval and subsequent granting of a preliminary license mid-2024. To read more details from any of these RNSs, visit voxmarkets.co.uk.
The Vox Markets Podcast.